You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
BFM top 10 this week, The Logically Impossible and We Will Ride Fast, or We Will Ride Fast, The Logically Impossible. The other way around.
That is the other way around, yeah. I don't want to tell you to do your job, Karen, but...
No, yeah, sorry, I got it wrong.
Because artist
Yeah, no, you're right. I thought that when I was looking at it. It's one of those things that you look at it and you are...
To be fair, that is one of those band names that could be a song name and vice versa.
You've seen them?
Nah, I think it's One Guy.
One Guy, okay.
One Bedroom Guy, which is even more impressive that he's climbed his way all up that ladder.
I quite just like kidding. The Logically Impossible as a name, actually.
Yeah, maybe that's our duo. What do you play, Karen? What do you play?
No, for him.
Oh, yeah, but he's already got a name.
Right, how are you? Where have you been?
I'm good. I've been in bed. I'm on hiatus from bed. Going back to bed.
You're on hiatus from bed.
I went to Outlier Festival last night. That was great.
Yeah? What'd
I'm sure see? A lot of people at BFM have heard a lot about it. Just saw some great people, but it's still on today. There's just an amazing lineup. There's...
Is it the Hollywood?
Yeah, the Hollywood. They got a stage outside and they got a stage at the Hollywood. And it's basically the weirdos, the electronic music weirdos of Tamaki. I was talking to my friend there. I was like, if this was Berlin, it would just be... Or Tokyo. It would be heaving and packed. But there's enough room for you if you want to go along today. Oh, my God. I'm looking at the thing. I can't go today, but there's some crazy people on. Greengrove, Haaschi, Krauss, Millerhertz, who's someone who I interviewed maybe like 8 years ago in Wellington, who is like an Iranian sound person who builds like synths that make sound in the real world. But it sounds incredible, and he's great. Oh, Borrowed Seas, Vanessa Worm, Johnny Marks. I'm going to go now. Get my ticket for me. I'm going. Sorry, buy a ticket to Outlier Festival. I'm not even getting paid by Outlier Festival. I just had such a great time last night. Mate.
And now after this, you can go home to bed for a little while.
That would be good. That would be good.
You're going to the Santa Parade tomorrow, are you?
Santa Parade! Yeah, they've got a rule with me. They're like, don't mention the Santa Parade. I don't know if they briefed you on this when you came in to do the Saturday Spring, Karen, but that was the one thing that you were not meant to mention to Finn.
No.
So now, yes, I will be going now that somebody's told me when it is. But Santa won't be happy. He'll see me there though. He'll be like, get that kid out of there. He's too big. I'll be jumping on his lap.
With your bag of lollies.
There's just so much that I want. And I feel like I've figured out the fastest way to get it, and that's the Lipo Santa.
What?
Do we call him Father Christmas here?
Say the Lipo Santa.
The Lap. Lapo. Oh,
all right.
The Lapo Luxury.
Probably needs Lipo, doesn't he? Or you could have Ozempic.
I think he's fine the way here.
It'd be a shame if he got thin, wouldn't it?
I mean, yeah, iconography-wise, yeah. You definitely save a lot on your the Father Christmas sculptures. You would save money on them. That's all I have to say about Father Christmas Ozempic.
Right.
Should we get to the meat of it?
You think you can do this?
No.
No.
Nah,
I can try.
We're going to nail it.
So I'm imploring listeners to help us out here. 5395. Away we go.
Dear Phil, I got a problem.
Do you reckon we'll do Dear Finn next year?
Why don't we see what the listeners think? Text in, F off if you want Dear Finn next year.
Yeah, drop an F off in the text on 5395.
I just think the problems of the world today, the problems of Tamaki Makaurau, they're not that bad.
Could I just tell you, hi Karen, what a joy to hear you on the B, long may you reign, that's very nice, but this is the part that's important, well that's nice, but this is I still listen from Kampot, Cambodia.
Oh wow, okay cool, maybe we could get that person to round up a few problems for us?
I've got one for you, okay.
Okay cool, let's do it.
My dad's 65 and he's real left wing, like he's always been super passionate about politics, which is cool. But lately he's spending hours online arguing with trolls in the comments section. It's honestly depressing to watch because they're just winding him up for laughs and he doesn't even see it. I get that he wants to stand up for what he believes in, but I feel like he's wasting his energy on people who aren't listening. How do I get him to focus on something that actually makes a difference without making him feel like I'm telling him off? I just want to help him be more effective, you know, ? So that's the problem.
Oh, that's a really sweet problem. And
Is that a patronising problem?
Maybe. You mean it's patronising on the person's behalf who texted in?
Yeah.
I asked you a question, you just started staring at a different screen. Did you, listen to me?
How many people have told you to F off? And this one is big time.
Oh, nice. Sweet. Well, we're back on next year. That's good.
Right.
A million seasons of Deafin.
Yeah.
Well, I would actually love to hear people's opinions on this because I have a few people in my extended family who are a lot like this. It's like you're happy that they share the politics with you broadly, but then you also understand a little bit more about the landscape of social media and how cursed it is. I don't think that that dad should go on social media at all. I just think it's a complete waste of time. But also, you do need somewhere for him to sort of sharpen the sword, you know, to kind of get his opinions. Because I feel like if you're doing all this arguing with trolls, one thing that's good is that you're doing a lot of research. You're backing it up with your facts and figures. If you're a boomer dad, you're not just going straight for the emotional jugular. You're like, I'm going to back this up with about 20 minutes of Googling. And once you've done that, you're like primed to go and maybe door knock. I think when Trump got in, I was like feeling upset. And then I was like, well, wait a minute. That's very over the other side of the world. What do we do here? And you door knock. You go door to door and you try to make friends with the people in your nearest vicinity. And I guess with the hikoi and stuff, that is like a huge example of community initiative. So, it seems like an obvious one for me. Get involved in the community and...
The father?
Yeah. Do talk to the trolls, but find them in person, I would say.
But this guy is 65. Does he need this advice from his son or daughter?
Or maybe just
to be
stop.
More effective? Perhaps he likes wasting his time spending hours arguing with trolls. You'd think by 65 he'd know what he wanted to do with his time.
You'd think so, but I don't know how true that is.
Well,
like, you've got a point that, like, you know, just leave him. He's not the one with the problem, so who's asking kind of thing?
Well, I just want to help him be, like, more effective. Okay, so it's depressing watching him. They're just winding him up for laughs. What, is he stupid?
He might be coming to you being like, blah, 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 blah. Like,
People aren't listening.
Well, no, I just think if you're taking it in good faith, this person doesn't want to waste their time because he's being earnest online. And being earnest online is never like you are, yeah. I think it just seems like he's going in with good faith and... You would want the best from your dad if he was going into conversations about this stuff with good faith. So, no, I see where you're coming from, but no, we'll drag him out.
Right, okay. Get off social media. What did I play earlier today? I must find it for you because this is from someone much earlier this morning, and it was from Hayley Hendricks. I opened the show this morning with Hayley Hendricks, who's an American singer-songwriter, and on her Instagram page, one of her goals was for fathers to spend less time on YouTube and more time painting.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, well, that's a close cousin to our DFN texter.
It is.
Is it not?
It is, yeah. So,
and did you think Hayley Hendricks was patronising her father?
It might not have been her father. Well, that was more specifically... about somebody like I just want to help him like be more effective.
Well, I just think if you talk to the trolls in real life, you get more done because you can't hide behind that anonymity.
Yes.
And the painting's a good idea though. Yeah.
Christmas present.
Oh yeah, Bob
from
Ross's
art shop.
YouTube, by the way.
Bob Ross.
Bobby Rossi. I gave Bob Ross's to my family 1 year. That would have been a good one for last week where somebody was asking for the cheap. Hey, but you know, it's
can't
about...
Can't take him seriously. I can imagine you'll have one of those hairdos next week.
Have we talked about Bob Ross before? He used to be a drill sergeant and then he yelled his last yell and he was like, I'm going to be a peaceful guy now. I do want to say one more thing before we go into the next problem.
Go on.
You know, yeah, it's good that you sighed because no one can see you roll your eyes on the radio. I just wanted
I think
to
they
say,
could have guessed.
I found a good YouTube blocker where you can still watch the YouTube, but
like
it doesn't. But it doesn't show you. Yeah, thanks, Karen. Very clever. It doesn't show you the suggestions, and it doesn't get you hooked into the cycle of the algorithm. And I've been very addicted to YouTube, and that's just been a great one. So I'll find the name of that app.
Actually,
I just
you
think
look
a few
a bit
people
like
could.
Bob Ross.
Thank you. Wait a minute. You don't like the way he looks. On to the next problem.
Different.
Outrageous.
Outrageous.
I got a problem.
Sounds like Helen Clark. Okay.
Outrageous.
Outrageous. Karen. Okay, here we are. This person asks or says, not really a problem, with a question mark. My grandmother died this year, well, that is a problem, and left me some money, quite a lot in her will. But in the will, there's also a proviso that I can't ever see my dad again. That's pretty full on. He's been out of my life for 10 years, so all good. But last week, he turns up at my flat, in inverted commas, dying of cancer. OMG. He wants to make peace. I'm trying to believe him, but it's a bit of a coincidence. Is he just after the money? I'm losing it.
If he was after the money, he'd have to be more stealthy than that, wouldn't he? Hey, you're not paying attention again.
Sorry. Your show.
I can monologue. Yeah. Okay, fine. Well, I just wonder what the stipulations are of this contract. Like, who's making sure you don't talk to your dad?
Your grandmother.
She's dead.
Yeah, they don't have to be so callous about it. Yes, she is dead.
So how's she going to take the money back?
There's a proviso. The lawyer will make sure that the money doesn't get given to the grandchild. The lawyer will say, the will says... Oh, yeah, how are they going to monitor that, right?
What if you start a texting relationship? What if you, like, pixed me the biopsy? And then is that enough? Is that enough? Is that grounds for you not getting your inheritance? Because if he's after the inheritance, then he shouldn't be talking to this person directly.
Pixed me of the biopsy of the cancer.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, you really got cancer? Pixed me. A photo of the biopsy.
That's a mess. Okay.
That is a mess.
Help, 5395. Yeah. Do you understand it?
I reckon a lot of people have had this one as a problem. I haven't personally. So let's see what you think.
Okay, I'm just going to move the microphone to hear that.
Yeah, that's good. Now you can talk to me as well as read the text.
Right, okay. This says, oh, look, the highlight of my weekend is the Saturday Spring and especially Finn's segment.
That's lovely.
So you have to stay for 2025. Keep fun for 2025. Love your work, Karen. Gazza, Mount Eden, not jail. Your oldest listener at 68 years. And this is about the dad. This is Grizzy. Do things together to harness his sacred anger in capitals, or even start up a garden. That always helps when I get upset.
Lovely, lovely advice.
Gardening is all about the now and the future. To left-wing dad suggestion, have a stall at a local market encouraging people to make submissions for the treaty principle bill. Just need table and gazebo.
Man, that's awesome. That's a perfect way to bring people in for a casual, intense yarn. That's perfect.
Or organise a submission writing potluck dinner at a local hall or similar.
Cool.
Oh, to make submissions for the... that's a continuation of that. It's a separate text, but it's a continuation. Okay.
Yeah, it's still open for submissions, isn't it?
And the father who turned up on the doorstep 10 years out of this person's life...
Different father, by the way.
Yeah, says he's dying of cancer, wants to make peace, but the grandmother's died, left quite a lot of money to the grandchild. The proviso in the will is that they don't... from the grandmother was, don't see the dad.
Hmm.
Bit of an estranged, obviously more than a bit of an estranged relationship there. This one says, trust your gut. Does the father know what is in the will? Ask the lawyer if he was notified.
That's a good one. Yeah, get all the information you can first. Cancer is a sort of thing where it's not... there's enough time for you to just chill, get your head together. Don't let him force you into an early decision. Far out. And the gut is good. Because I feel like, you'll know what to do.
Okay.
The gut is good.
The grandma may know something and know a lot about the dad, her son, so she put that request in her will to protect this person. But, yeah, I agree with Finn. They definitely need to do their research regarding the cancer verdict. Ask his friends or contact the doctor, although that's probably confidential. Yes, that would be, but it does seem too much of a coincidence.
Yeah, I do feel like the grandmas of the world, the Kuias, are sort of like very intuitive, kind of always know what they're doing. Gun to my head, I would always trust a grandma.
Right, so this is the next one's about music. Ready?
Yeah.
Dear Phil, I got a problem.
Just asking everybody as well if they're going to the Santa Parade. So did I ask...
Santa Parade! He's gone, folks. I don't think he's coming back.
Oh, that's right. We talked about that before. Right. Just kidding, to see how your memory was. Okay, this is about, I'm not a fan of my best friend's music taste. I don't even know what some of these things in here are, so you might. I'm not a fan of my best friend's music taste, and she always takes control of the AUX chord in social situations. What's that?
That's that thing, Karen.
Oh, yeah, it's plugged into your laptop.
Mm.
Right.
They call it the aux.
Oh, the aux chord. Okay, I feel super cringed out. I feel super cringed out when she insists on playing Third Eye Blind, no matter the vibe. How can I tell her to let people choose the playlist?
So cringed out is like when you're being embarrassed, and vibe is sort of like the feeling of the situation. Yeah, Third Eye Blind, you definitely know Third Eye Blind.
It was the aux chord. Hey, so are you going to the Santa Parade? No.
Santa Parade? I'm out of breath now. I'm going to have to go to bed, get back to bed early.
I don't even know what Third Eye Blind is. What is that?
That's the thing. I don't know what it is. Is it an Australian band? I think it is. I don't know what their songs are, though. Should we play some?
No.
Well, I reckon like a cheerful shaming. Look, if your life is, you know, pushed astray, set astray enough by somebody playing bad music, then maybe you're the kind of person that could shame them out of it. Personally, I reckon just use your mindfulness, just get in the moment. Sometimes life is pain, all right?
Pull out the aux chord?
No. Just see what happens when you listen to music you hate from a person you love. Get over yourself.
What would you do?
Because you're a bit more of a music snob than I.
Well, depends. Am I really? I'll wait till we hear what you've picked for your track.
Yeah, actually,
if you could take up more airtime, you probably would, because it's nearly 10 minutes long. Okay, but would I? It depends whose friends they are, and how this whole thing is being handled in terms of.
No. I'm trying to think of like one that would make me turn it off. I'm like, if they played the Black Eyed Peas' "Hey Mama," would I turn it off? But then no. But also the Black Eyed Peas really do suck you in. I'm trying to think, like, you know, this is practice for patience, but there's no real way to kind of get them out of it. You could make them a mixtape. You could be like, hey, here's my favorite songs, and then maybe just try to get them into your taste in music. Might be a better option. And if you tell
that's
them...
That's not going to work.
That's not going to work. Okay, well, if they're beyond it, then just tell them, I guess.
Yeah, sorry. The aux chord's lost.
But I think you can get Stockholm syndromes by bad music. I think if you listen to bad music enough, it really is fine. You get hypnotized into it, and the only thing left is the shame that you remember how much you used to hate it. And now it's sort of like washing over you like a balm. I remember on The Edge 15, 20 years ago, they made people listen to Crazy Frog in a trailer, and if you were the last person to go insane, then you won the trailer.
Yeah, mate, listening to The Edge would make you go insane, wouldn't it? That
would be crazy. Classic.
All right, here we are, your house, your tunes. That way everyone has their turn. Yep. This is about the will. Is the dad coming around to negate the will so he inherits? Okay, and hang on, I've just got to do this with the microphone again because it's quite a long text. Regarding the grandma and cancer dad, trust grandma, honour her wishes. Even if dad out of nowhere does have cancer, what does that change? You don't owe him anything. Why should you carry the stress of a sick person in your life who hasn't been there for you? Just selfish behaviour on their part. I also don't think it's bad to ask for proof for someone who appears out of nowhere.
Great, great advice. Sounds wonderful. Like it was spoken from the heart. I appreciate that.
Yeah, wonderful advice. Okay. So you are doing what now?
What doing? Well, Father Christmas Parade is when, Karen?
Tomorrow.
Going back to bed. And then...
12 o'clock.
Oh, I'm going to Paul Cathro tomorrow night and going to Mousy tonight, who's up from Christchurch. She's just released her album Dreams of Our Mother's Mothers. And as if we played together in the Exploding Rainbow Orchestra.
Ah.
And I feel like me and Serena really hit it off because she was, you know, from Christchurch, didn't know everybody. And so I was like, come on, we hung out. And now I get to see her play in her own element, which is fantastic. She's just a really beautiful songwriter. So looking forward to that. And obviously, Paul Cathro plays bass in my band. So I'm going to be there being like, Paul, tomorrow. Big gig weekend.
Big gig weekend. All right. So you've chosen, as I said, this 9-minute track.
Yes.
What is it?
Karen, you can fade it out if you get bored, but it's
Earth. I like doing that. If it's 9 minutes, it's 9 minutes.
Oh, that's sweet of you. I kind of chose it with the mind that you would. Okay, but I'll shut up and let you play it. This is
wind it down at 2.5.
Yeah, this is Earth, Dylan Carlson's band. It's the first track off The Bees Made Honey in the Lion's Skull. Good guitar drones for you.
Hey, thank you.
No worries. Have a good week.
Karen.
Okay. No worries.
Is what is it called? Omens and Portents.
Yeah, that's right. Omens and Portents, part one.
You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.